as we are well aware, the scenario is such that it requires a parliamentary majority. So whoever has the majority in the parliament ultimately is the one that would decide whom they want or whom they reject for the post. And it does not necessarily mean that someone who is at the top of the merit list will automatically be chosen or accepted by the government for the job. Let's not forget that when Mr. Gary Griffith himself was chosen, he was not the number one candidate. He was not the number two candidate. He was not the number three candidate. The government went all the way down to number four to select and elect Gary Griffith to the position of Commissioner of Police. So therefore, in the same way, I mean, I don't know who is number one on the list, or, you know, the ranking on the current list, if there is a current list or if the list will be scrapped. But anyhow you look at it, whenever that process is completed and a merit list is eventually sent to the parliament, it's really whichever side has the majority, and that's the government, they will then decide who they accept and who they reject. And they are free to reject, going down the merit list until they get who they want.